following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for downloading, streaming, tuning in, tuning out, whatever it is that you're doing. We appreciate you doing that. It's good for us. Thank you. We appreciate that so very much. And as we roll along, whatever episode this is, I kind of lost count in the midst of all the production that is going on. Oh, why don't you just look at the tag that you're laying out there? Sorry, bro. 234 is what it is. There we go. Okay, now that I got my notes here in front of me, and we can go from there. How about that last week, Carla Thomas? If you haven't heard that one, it's the current one that's out. Well, aside from this one, and that was big fun. It was so much fun that Carla said that she wanted to come back and do some more. So that's good. It was neat. It's fun talking to, you know, somebody of that stature, especially in the entertainment business, and somebody who's, you know, well, been around the barn a time or two, and I can tell you some great stories. You feel like you learned something, you know, when you have these conversations. I feel very, very privileged to have that time with these folks. So that's great. And this time out is certainly no different, because we got to hang out with Frank Monteleone, or Monteleone, depending on where you want to be. Frank's a great guy. He has a standing gig down on Beale Street. He gives the tourists what they want. He gives them the blues, and he never asks for them back. Also in the band, he's got another Memphis luminary that hangs with him, Mr. Blind Mississippi Morris. I've been wanting to talk with Morris for a long time. Morris is he's a great cat. He's a larger than life guy, and you know, when you're talking to him, you know, he can seem sort of, you know, kind of quiet and nice and unassuming. He's a large guy too. I mean, he'll kick your ass in a heartbeat. And then when you sit him down, you put a harp in his hands, and he's at that mic, and he gets to singing the blues. Good God Almighty, there's nothing like it. Nothing like it in the world. And they came down into the studio a few weeks back, and we had a chance to sit down and talk with them, and listen to them play a few tunes, because you're going to hear a couple of tunes from these guys. It was a great time. It was brief. You blink, you miss it. It was one of those things, but we managed to capture it and record it, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to play it back for you. How about that? Right here, up out of our little bitty break right here. It's only 30 seconds, so calm down. Frank Monteleone and Blind Mississippi Morris, and it happens right here from Radioland. Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink. Frank Monteleone is here. Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Rick. How you doing?
I appreciate you coming down today. You guys just got off of Beale Street just like moments ago.
Yeah. We just got done at BB King's.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, we had two great sets.
Really, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sundays down there can be kind of hit or miss, I know. But
that's true.
And with the rain, you never know. But it seems to have worked out there, right?
Yeah. But it's cool down on Beale. There's always a different crowd. People from all over.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of tourists fun this time of year.
Yeah.
Those are the best audiences, because you can piss them off. Right. but that works out. No, when Mark told me you were going to be here, I thought, well, this is going to be good. And we have a little bit of a surprise as well, because
all my buddies showed up.
They're all here, and we've been trying to get Morris down here for a while, and he's just such a busy cat.
You know? Yeah, he just got back from California. He was shooting
making a movie.
Yeah,
isn't that something?
He got back like early this morning.
There's just no quit with him, is there?
No, man, he's all energy.
How long have you been playing down on the street?
Man,
is this a standing gig for you guys?
Yeah, well, I get Morris and I started as a duo together, and we've been together about 6 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Brad Webb had spent some time working with Morris.
Yeah, and that's how I got to know Morris, through Brad.
Everybody learns to everybody through Brad. It's like all the roads go right through Brad.
That's right. And I met so many people through him, and, Brad, I had a band in the back when I first got here, and he recorded our demo,
yeah,
and that's how I met him.
Where's home for you? Where was him? Where'd you come here from?
Well, I came here from New Jersey, but I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah. And you just decided to roll into Memphis to come.
I married a Southern girl.
Oh, well, there you go. It's all her fault.
That's right.
I was expecting someone to go, I want to come here to be with the music. But no, I mean, we'll take that as well.
It's crazy how it worked out, because when I was little, I was listening to blues. My mother was listening to Zeppelin and Kiss and, you know, all the other stuff. And for some reason, the blues always appealed to me, and I always listened to it and played it. And actually, when I first met Morris, Brownie McGee was a big influence. And when I started playing that Brownie McGee type rhythm for him, he was like, "Whoa, wait a minute! No one does that."
Yeah, no, you do.
I'm the one nut who decided to do it.
Yeah, and so it works out because Morris's style is very it's kind of unique to any other harmonica work.
No one else plays like him. I'll tell you right now.
No,
we get guys come down all the time and they sit in with us and play, and he just has a weight behind his playing.
Oh yeah,
and a depth. And it's just unmatched.
Oh, yeah. I've got a bunch of his tunes in our library, and when we play them, I mean, you're right, there's a heaviness to it, and there's a mass behind it, it just sucks you into it, and it becomes its own gravitational force,
It really does.
Much like Morris himself.
It really does.
But you guys have been working together now for all these years, and it's got to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, and now we got Cecil McDaniel here playing bass with us.
All right, Cecil.
And we got Jaleel Eli playing drums, except tonight Rodney Polk came down for us.
Yeah.
Because I play once in a while with Jason D. Williams.
Yeah.
And Rodney plays drums with Jason D.
Yeah.
So for me, Memphis has been incredible because I play with first-generation rock and rollers.
Uh-huh.
And I play with, one of the best blues cats.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And a steady gig down on the street.
Yeah, it's like I just. It's
heaven. It's home.
I came from Brooklyn. It's like, how does this happen?
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, we've talked to a lot of musicians that are not from here that have come here specifically for the music scene here. And in fact, I got to talking to Dale Watson not long ago.
I ran into
him at the airport. I was flying back to I'm originally from South Texas, so I was flying out to Austin. I caught that Allegiant flight, and he was on that flight, and I was talking to him, and I said he and I had never met, and I introduced myself to him, and of course he knew who I was because of this, and I said, man, I'm a huge fan of what you're doing. I mean, because it's real country music. And he goes, I'm leaving Austin, and I've left Nashville, and I'm coming to Memphis because this is really where it's at.
Well, he's bought a home there. He's going to become a resident there now.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Rodney's going to be working with him.
That's great.
He classifies his material Ameripolitan.
Ameripolitan, yeah.
Ameripolitan.
Yeah. Or it's real country is really what it,
Now he's going to start having the Ameripolitan award show here. He just had one this past year out at the guest house.
That's going to be big.
That's
going to
be great.
Yeah, I love what you guys are doing. I think that's fantastic. And getting hooked up with him is certainly not going to hurt you at all. my favorite song of his is "I Lie When I Drink." I absolutely love it, and I drink a lot. It's great stuff. But
I got to credit Rodney for practically saving my life out on the road with Jason D.
Oh, really?
Those guys travel, and I'll tell you what. I got a lot of respect for these guys.
The Road Warriors themselves, yes. Yeah.
I mean, they...
it's not easy.
It ain't, I never wanted to see my bed so bad in my life as some of these road trips. And And they know how to do it.
Take it you're not out on the road that much there, huh,
no,
Frank?
No, I'm not.
Come on, man. Come on. Builds character.
A few times,
he's in his bed out here.
Yeah, there you go. You'll go as far as it takes to get back. I feel
it's
you.
Great. I mean, Jason's he's
Jason's
amazing.
A trip, man. He is an absolute trip.
Another amazing musician, and just his own unique thing.
Yeah,
he never starts, he never finishes, he never calls a key. You just got to get on board and go.
you got to figure out where he's at really quick. Yeah, because there's no set list with him either.
No. And Rodney, man, he works Rodney hard, man. Rodney, he's right there on the spot all the time.
That's an interesting way to work, but hey, it works for him, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's first generation rock and roll.
Well, yeah, it's the way it used to be done, and there's still something to that. There's something to be said for that.
Oh, it's exciting. It's great.
Yeah, I have a neighbor friend of mine. He's a drummer as well, and his rehearsal space is a rented storeroom somewhere downtown, and. I said, how do you do it down there in the summer? There's no AC. And then he goes, bitch, that's rock and roll. That's what you do. You're out there. We sweat our asses off in the summer. We freeze our nuts off in the wintertime. And, you know, it's not one or the other. There's no happy days down there. You got to go in there and bang it out and get it done. And that's the way you travel, too.
Hey, Rick, can I bring up one thing, though?
Yes, sir.
Before we go on. Tonight at Neil's, they're raising money for Steve Cobb.
Yes.
All right. So maybe I think one of your DJ buddies has a website for him where that people can donate.
I think I've seen this. Is it Mitch McCracken?
That's right.
That's doing it. Yeah, I've
so
known Mitch for years.
Yeah.
So
if you go on Facebook and see Mitch McCracken.
Yeah. And he's got a
Steve's cause, and
he's got a GoFundMe, I think, or something along those lines. He's got a crowdfunding thing set up, and you can kick a couple of bucks in there, and help out Steve. Yeah, yeah.
No, he's another one of the many players I've met here in Memphis that have really been welcoming.
Yeah,
Buddy Davis.
Yes,
he started this whole ball rolling for me.
Yeah,
and David Hudson. And,
yeah,
there's just a lot of good people I've been fortunate to come across.
That's the thing about Memphis is that there's, and I was talking to Tony Maynard last night. I was down on South Main. I caught his act over at the Vault, and we were talking about just the idea behind Memphis music in general, and that there's no real, and this is a good thing, there's no rock stars here. Everybody's kind of a team player, you know. Everybody's listening to everybody else, and you don't get that in every city.
No.
You really don't, because it's a lot of times, like especially like down in Austin, it's like, I'm going to do this and screw you, you know. It's but here, you've got the bass player listening to the drummer.
New York was rough, too.
Yeah, New York is, it's vicious.
I was playing blues with a guy named Jersey Slim, George Cook there, and Charlie Hilbert, and Barry Harrison, who went on to play drums with Johnny Copeland for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And the scene back then, the blues scene was pretty strong on Bleecker Street, and Dan Lynch is on 2nd Avenue, and man, we played those we'd play 12 to 4.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I could do that during the week.
Yeah.
And figure that out.
You get a little older.
Imagine it now.
One of our friends, Sturgis Nikitas with Low Society, is from New York, and he would tell me horror stories about these clubs down there that would have like 9 bands on a bill. And,
oh God, we never did that.
And it was like $10 cover, and nobody made money. Nobody made. You might get like $1 at the end of the night, you know. And it would be midnight to 4 in the morning, and it'd be like schlepping gear, getting it onto a bus, you know, trying to work the subway system with a guitar rig.
Well, Jersey Slim, he didn't go for that. We got paid.
You have to.
He was serious.
Yeah. You did a couple of gigs with Sturgis?
Yeah, we just got back off the road, going out, doing a couple of gigs.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I know that they're headed back out to Europe, so, it's good luck with them.
Cecil's amazing. He can play anything.
And I heard you guys warming up a little while ago.
Genre.
Yeah.
And it's got to the point, I'm so impressed with him and Mars that I'm going to start practicing.
I'm so impressed that I'm going to have to practice.
I'm not.
Come on,
kidding,
Frank.
You
were sounding fine a second.
That scent, when you lose one sense, the others become that much more sensitive.
Yeah.
We
need to like tie a handkerchief around your eyes
or
something?
I think that's going to come
to that.
I can never find any time to practice. Normally, I don't play until I pick up the guitar on Friday night.
Well, yeah. We're rehearsing on stage tonight, boys. Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. Don't tell anybody.
Hey, no, I hear that a lot. But there's something to be said for that, because you're road testing your work right there.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting it in front of an audience. And
we
work
well like that. We really do. I mean, Cecil and I now, we read each other real quick and man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And he's opened up my ears a lot to different stuff. And so thank you, Cecil.
On that, you want to drop into a tune here real quick? Do we need to need Morris in here?
Why don't we have Morris come in here?
Need to walk him in there. We got him set. We may have to get him hooked up with that mic there. And and that is quite the resonator you got working right there,
thanks,
Frank. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah,
it's a pretty guitar.
I got this just for working with Morris. We used to do duo gigs a lot.
Yeah.
And man, here he is, movie star. Is it Blind Hollywood Morris now?
Can we get that mic a little closer there too, in there, so we can? There you go. Thank you.
sound good in there?
Sounds good to me.
I'm going to take these headphones off.
They can be a bit of a distraction. To be, I hear it just to make sure that we're, you know, that we're doing our thing here. If you need to lower it, just squeeze that that middle part right there, and there you go. There we go.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, Morris?
I guess all right, what we'll do.
We're glad to have you aboard here tonight, my friend.
Glad to be here, man. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. That's for sure. And I think we're just ready to go ahead and jump into a tune here. We'll talk a little bit more throughout the night, if that's all right. And
Morris, you cool with that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm here, man.
I love the Death Letter Blues.
Okay.
That's straight four.
You got to lay down at judgment day.
mistreat nobody. For my way to go. You ought to be changing your low down way. I say you's a good old gal. Gotta lay down and judge me dead. You know it's hard to love somebody long when they don't love you. I said hard to love somebody long when they don't love you. You know you can't find no satisfaction in anything that you do.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. How about that? Here it is. Nice job. That's a good way to kick it off, don't you think, Frank?
That one felt pretty good, I gotta say.
Well, Morris, it's been a while since you and I had seen each other. Well, pardon the pun, but your style of play, the way you play that harmonica, the way you sing is a force to be reckoned with, my friend. And it's always a joy to see you perform. I appreciate you doing it. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And I'm glad you guys are still working down on Beale Street. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, you know, people say bad things about Beale, but people come from all over the world.
Oh, I mean, sure.
My goodness, what we run into down there. And that makes it, when we show up to play, we know we're playing for that.
Yeah.
They came here to hear this stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
you're giving them what they want.
Well, Absolutely. But as a musician, it's exciting for us to play
sure.
for a new audience like that, and someone who's excited to find it. How many times do people come in when they see Morris? I go, oh, we've been looking for this, man. We've been up and down. We've been looking for this, you know?
Yeah, and then here it is.
And here it is.
Yeah.
And then when they really get it, they're like, wow.
Yeah, and the clubs like it because they start selling more liquor, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, there's that aspect to it. Yeah.
That's what you're there for, to bring them in, you know? But that's all part of it, you know? Well, of course, there's that long tradition of Beale Street of guys that have been playing out on the street, working their way to get into the clubs, you know?
Remember, they used to play in front of the pawn shops.
Yeah.
They clothes out upon, their musical instruments out upon. You know, and the guy would be glad for him to sit there because he get double.
Yeah.
He get customers, plus he going to get paid for the instruments that they playing. They already in the hop. They playing to get them out of hop.
It works. It's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win.
That's a good thing.
So much winning.
Yeah, so much winning. I don't know. I'm tired of winning, guys. Frank Monteleone is in here. Monteleone, you know, you don't discriminate on that kind of thing here. Not at all.
I just want to be called.
You just... Yeah, just don't call me a cab in the morning.
There you go.
I understand that, and I don't have them yet. We're going to get it from you, but I understand you got a record out.
No.
You don't?
No, I don't got it. I told Mark.
I thought you had a record. Yeah, didn't you tell me you had a record?
No, I had some music I like to play in.
Oh, the music you like to play.
Yeah,
well, why don't you have a record, for God's sake?
I don't know. Nothing ever seems good enough when I write it.
You misunderstood. He got a record.
I actually know a really good songwriter named Joe Leathers.
Yeah.
And he writes for Curb Publishing. He writes country music, but yeah. We still like him.
That's cold, really, Frank.
But really.
I feel you, though.
He's a real... great songwriters, number one hits, and he's tried to help me.
I like that. He's tried to help me.
And he hasn't said he's given up on me.
But
the look on his face kind of said. But he's been helping me try to write stuff. I did write one song, but it's not a blues song. I wrote a couple of songs.
Right.
Frank's got the plan.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to put him out.
Well, I get what you're saying. I mean, for a lot of guys like you, you want to get out there and just perform. You want to just work the audience. And that's
I've always been a sideman. And, you know, I'm comfortable there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Kishkenyan, my jazz band teacher in high school, taught me how to play an ensemble. And he taught us all how to play as a unit. And I just always liked playing that way.
Being
and
able to improvise a little bit, yeah.
The first time I played with Morris, he's like, man, you give me a place to land. And I realized all that training I had.
Paying off now, isn't it?
It's paying off, you know.
Yeah.
One thing about, I want to tell you one story about Morris. The second gig I think I did with you, Morris, at BB's. I'm playing the guitar, and I think I'm doing fine, right? But I'm nervous. I was really nervous. And Morris goes, man, you need to relax. Now, look, he can't see my face. You know what I look like? Nothing. He just heard it.
Heard it the way you're playing.
In the way I was playing.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's like, that's, you know, that's different.
But he's right.
He was absolutely right.
You got to calm down.
Well, I had to relax. I was playing everything a little too,
tight. Little, yeah. You got to let your soul get in there for a little bit.
Exactly. Leave a little room for that.
Well, sure, because once you start playing like that's when the butts start moving in their seats out there, and
right.
they start moving around. You know, was it Lightning Malcolm once said, "If your asses ain't moving by the first song, you're done."
Well, some of the folks see us so old now, it takes them a while.
Oh, well. but you know, inside they're dancing. You know how it works. How about another tune? You want to play some more?
Yeah, maybe we
can. We got an hour with you.
Morris, what do you feel like playing?
Oh, man, let's see.
And out comes the Guild.
Look at that Muddy Water piece, man.
Okay, we'll do that.
You know that thing about troubling, man?
Yeah, sure.
That's a fun little kick.
We'll do that. Let me get my accoutrements on.
Yeah, let me get my hat tight on my head.
Man can't play without his hat on his head, you know.
No, of course not.
Of course
we're
not.
Out of with you.
Yeah. Gonna hold your mouth in the right way.
Yeah, you're right.
That's you know, kind of like a jaw head, you know. Tight lid.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, you know that one about.
You mean one of Johnny Hooker?
No. You know the one we do about. But the one thing.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Cool. Well, let me go get my acoustic guitar. We're going to do that.
Yeah. Cool, man. Then we'll do some Robert Johnson.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just give me a minute.
There's one hanging on the wall if you want to.
He's got plenty out here in cases.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's got one coming.
Oh, I know. So every Sunday afternoon you play down at BB's? Is that
5 to 7
every Sunday?
No,
oh, that's
5 to 7:30.
That's a good gig. It's early. You're in and out of there. Yeah. During the week, where are you playing or are you?
Well, you know, sometimes I play at Blue City. Sometimes I double with you know they got special events or something coming to town at BB's.
Right.
We'll do it early.
Yeah. That's good. That's real good. How many guitars did you bring, Frank?
Well, you know.
I'm kidding. I'm just pulling your leg, man.
I think it's working out.
The glove box.
You just came from a show, so, you know.
That's that excuse, but, you know.
Oh, well, that's.
Plus, I have more guitars than anyone should have.
That's the guitar player's thing. When the wife goes, do you really need another guitar? And the answer is, I always need another guitar.
Can't you watch Baywatch reruns like every other normal husband?
Because I'm busy living the dream. That's,
I am, man.
You know, hey, come on. You know, playing the blues is a good retirement plan for a lot of guys, you know?
Yeah. When your aches and pains, the music.
It's so true.
Hey, you have no idea what a dream this is for me. You know, Memphis may as well have been the moon.
Really? Is that
the
way it looked?
Delta, you know, from
up north, that's the way Memphis looked?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And then
I used to listen to Sonny Terry and Brian McGee. Man.
Yeah?
We could do some of that, too.
We could do a little bit of that.
Was it one of those things just playing around with records as a kid and just, you know?
Oh, yeah. I was like the last of the boomers. I had four older sisters, and they were always... my house was always full of people, and they all bring their records and they all play them.
Yeah.
And I'd hear all this stuff, you know. And my sister's friend Alan Ginsler brought over Sonny and Terry and Brian and McGee. And
that's the end of Bug Got You then.
Yeah, that really got me. And then of course Clapton, Blues Breaker.
Oh yeah.
I got into that stuff and.
John Mayall. Zeppelin's first.
You know, Zeppelin, I thought they were just a blues band.
That's what they were. It were, you know, the first record's of greatest hits is really all it was.
So I was like, man, this thing ain't working right. We're going to get there, I promise you. This is an old, I found this old guitar here in Memphis. This is a 56 J45. And some guy leaned it against the corner every night. It's worn out right there.
Oh, wow.
Where he leaned it against the corner.
Yeah, and you're over here just beating it on the counter over here, it's got another scar on it. Yeah, just breaking it in, I tell you what.
This isn't the place to break it in, this is the place.
Yeah, well, now it's just going to sound that much extra bluesy. Yeah. There you go.
Count me in, man.
but the one thing that makes your daddy think, I think about the way you treat me, mama, and I begin to cry. I say, now, oh, baby, my love don't mean a thing. It breaks my heart when you call me. Thank you. say it again, girl. Don't say it again.
That feels good to hear that stuff, man. Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Are you having fun, my friend?
Man, I'm having a ball. Could
good.
Be better.
Good. I'm glad you guys came down. And I know you guys had worked earlier and we're getting you down here and getting all set up here. And we're not, like I said, I'm not going to keep you all night. I know you guys got places to go and do what you do. But I appreciate you guys coming down and spending some time with us for a little bit and entertaining everybody. We got listeners in all over the world tonight. So.
Cool. Well, Mark had asked about. Mark just gave me a nice picture.
Yeah.
Of the WC Handy Awards that Morris got, November ish, I guess.
Yeah.
Morris, you received that lifetime award, WC
right,
Handy.
Right.
Well deserved. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cecil and I were there, and they asked us to do a song.
Yeah.
And we got up there to do a song, and Mark asked me about the sound. Well, there happened to be a drummer up there, and you know Death Letter Blues we just played.
Yeah.
That Rodney just. Aced without ever hearing it in his life.
It's a great tune.
This yeah. guy could not find the beat to save his life, and we were stomping our feet, and Cecil was just, what were you telling him?
Just give me four on the floor.
Just give me four on the floor.
Get four on the floor, we'll make it work.
We couldn't get this thing to work, you know? And he just kept playing, and yeah. he kept doing the crazy turnarounds and everything. And I was just getting angrier and angrier.
You just wanted to walk off the stage, huh?
Well, I was just, you know, it was Morris's time, you know? And after we came down, I felt bad about it, and a couple of other musicians, all musicians in the audience.
Well, yeah, it's a group of your peers. Yeah.
yeah. So, a couple ladies came up. Man, you guys were great. You guys, now, let me tell you something. Morris didn't care a lick. He did a great job. He was happy as anything. He just loved being there.
Yeah.
And I was like mad. And, and these
that's
ladies,
that Brooklyn mad
these,
too.
I was mad. A little trigger went off.
You're ready to
you know?
Cut a bitch at this point.
Well, Cecil will tell you how mad I got. I won't go into it, but the best part of it was this was all musicians in the audience, and they came up to us and said how great we did. Oh, you guys were great. You guys were great. And I'm thinking, what the hell did they are they hearing? Because I know it wasn't great.
Yeah.
And then one of them said. Man, and if you had a decent drummer, that would have been really good.
So, twist that blade a little for it.
The thing is, they knew.
They knew.
We got a big applause. They knew that we were playing through
right.
something rough. And right. they all been there. And it was that much better because of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were overcoming some obstacles
we were
in front of them.
Overcoming some obstacles.
In front of other musicians.
Right. That now, knew Morris knew this. Morris already, he's past it. He's everyone.
He's on over it, yeah.
You know, I'm going to kill this guy. I am going to kill this guy.
Yeah, because so, you know they were all leaning at each other going, man, these guys, listen, they got a messed up drummer, and they still sound good, man.
Right, right. So then I was like, oh, man, this is too funny.
it's another chapter in the book, you know. It
really is, you know.
You got a great group of guys right now. I tell you that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a hell of a show, man.
Cool.
I'm digging it. Under the headphones, what I'm hearing going out on the air sounds great.
Great.
So, you know, we always tell musicians when they come in, don't suck, okay? You know, just don't suck, and everything will be fine. And immediately they go, oh, God. Even though they're not capable of doing it, but they still, I've just planted that seed in their head. But
yeah, that's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. Just relax, you know. Just have some fun. Yeah. Oh, that's what you can do. Whatever, man. Whatever, Boris. You know, I've got some stuff from you when you worked with Brad Webb.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Highway 61 stuff that you did, and oh God, what was it? What was on there? Oh, Black Nina, I think is one of the tunes that you did, I think. Oh God, there was a bunch of that stuff, and hearing you work with Brad Webb is also just a joy, because Brad is a great cat, you know, and he's got a way of really pulling some sounds out of artists, and you guys did work very well together, you know. And I did get a chance to catch you. I think
we
you were
still
playing
work well together.
I think I caught you guys down at Wet Willie's one night down on Beale, and it was just the two of y'all, and it was a hell of a show. You know, you guys do so well together, and it's, once again, it's a pleasure to be in your company, sir, and I appreciate your time. On that, how about a tune here?
All right, we'll do one more here. Yeah.
I may squeeze one more out of you, but I don't know.
I just put some Sears and Roebuck catalog in on this morning. They must have got wet some kind of way.
Yes, sir. Very nice. Frank Monteleone, thank you so very much, my friend.
Hey, man, thank you, guys.
Every Sunday, what time do you play down there?
With Blind Mississippi Morris, every Sunday, 5 o'clock, if you'll still hire me. And I'm with Morris at Blue City on Fridays at 5.
Yeah.
And Morris is there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then at BB's on Sunday. So you can catch Morris Thursday and Friday nights. And a great friend of ours, Don Cook, playing guitar with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And Don's a great player.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And you can catch Morris downtown. And
yeah, Don was in one of the Pocket Rockets, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Pocket Rockets. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's another outfit right there. That's some good stuff there. So, yeah.
Great players, you guys, man. Everybody was on the mall. A players. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Clarence, thank you, sir. Holding down the bottom end over there.
Cecil,
excuse me.
Brother Cecil.
Brother Cecil.
Daniel on that bass.
Yeah, I tell you what, all five strings working on that one there, man.
Man, Cecil met down at the Bootsy concert.
Hold it on, baby.
Look out, Bootsy. And Rodney, thank you, sir. I appreciate you coming in. You know.
Thanks for having me.
You got. Where are you working? You got anything coming up soon?
Yeah, I'm still doing stuff with Jason D. Williams.
Yeah.
I've been on the road with him for about 6 years. And we're heading out. We've got El Dorado, Arkansas coming up. And then next month we're in Canada and in Washington, D.C., all over the map. You know,
outstanding.
We keep blowing and going. Then I'm doing some local stuff with Dale Watson. Dale Watson's just coming to Memphis.
Can you get Dale down here?
I'll certainly try.
Yeah, let's get him down here. He's got my card, so it's not like we're strangers. So, right. You know, I'd love for you guys to come down and set up, and we'll play some country down here. That'd be big.
We had a big Welcome to Memphis party a couple weeks ago with Al Lansky and myself and the good folks at the warehouse. We had a big party.
Oh, yeah, Chris Cordovelis' place, man. That's a great room.
It was great. We had a good turnout. So, So Dale is one of us now. He's a Memphian.
He's a Memphian now.
We've got his band out of,
out of Texas
out
here.
Of Texas.
Yeah.
They're all over the map, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you coming in.
Pleasure playing with these guys.
And Blind Mississippi Morris, my friend, it is good. It's good to be in your presence again, and thank you for your time this evening. I know it's been a long day for you, so we're gonna get you on home. It just stopped raining, so I was up there. Y'all are good to go. You know, we ran all that out of here. I tell you what. So thank you. And Mark, thank you so much for tonight.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet. Let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
Pops Fontaine is in the house. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're good. We've been hearing some stories of your childhood, and it was quite an... I learned a lot from your father just from sitting here.
Man, everybody learned from Pops.
Chicago. That's your home turf.
Yes. That's my
formative place. Years all spent in the Windy City.
In the Windy City. Well, a couple of years in Milwaukee. It's still the Windy City.
Yeah, Milwaukee. Yeah.
A couple of years in Milwaukee, but yeah, basically Chicago, Illinois, Southside housing project.
Yeah.
Wentworth Gardens.
anybody. Right there near Comiskey.
Right. Well, Comiskey was on 35th.
Yeah.
Just say Wentworth, Wells, and Princeton. Yeah. Comiskey Park was just say 35th and Wells. My grammar school was on 36th and Wells. And the Hoffman Project was on 37th and Wells.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
How about that? That was big fun, wasn't it? Oh, man, I love it when these things happen like this, because it's just so much great fun. And it's when, you know, I like to think that all of our shows that we do are important. They are important to me. Some are a little more important than others. Sometimes there's a message that happens in there. But that one was just pure, straight up fun. It was a good time. Made everybody feel real good too. So that's an important thing. Before I get out of here, I want to tell you about our friends over at the Green Man CBD. Yeah, you can find them, thegreenmancbd.com. They are online, of course. If you're looking at CBD oil, it's everywhere. People are talking about it. And you might have some questions. You're on the fence. You're thinking, I don't know, is this going to be good for me? Maybe this will take care of my knee pain, or might take care of my back pain, or it might make me feel better about certain things. I don't know how you know if it's going to make you feel better about certain things, but if you're ailing, if you're not feeling 100%, this stuff may be the solution for you. And if you've got questions, they've got answers. So get over to thegreenmancbd.com. On the upper left-hand corner, you'll see the thing that says menu. Click on that, and then you'll see CBD Facts, FAQs. Click on that, and you can see exactly what it's all about. They have the questions that people ask all the time, and you can order right there safely on their website. Free shipping within the United States on orders over $50. Featuring the leading brands from 50 Shades of Green out of Kentucky, CB Distillery, Veedverks, Chronic Candy, and Green Roads. These are all reputable companies, and they got some great stuff, including the edibles, the oils and tinctures, vape kits, and e-juice cartridges. It's all right there at thegreenmancbd.com. Get you some and start feeling better tomorrow. All right, kids, look, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I got things to get into. I got more trouble to cause than I need to. I don't know. It's what I do. I'm always in some sort of trouble somewhere along the way. Sometimes it's good trouble. Sometimes it's not so good trouble. But that's okay. So any rate, until next time, please take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other. All right. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.